With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. For the second time this week, President Trump on Friday postponed his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
On Monday, the president extended his deadline until Friday, but now he's giving Iran another 10 days to cooperate and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by April 6th. He said he was delaying an attack on Iran's power plants because talks aimed at ending the war are going, in his words, very well. However, Iran continues to say it is not negotiating with the U.S. and has rejected a 15-point proposal from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking in Miami at an event sponsored by the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, President Trump says that the end of the Iran war signals an opportunity for Saudi Arabia and Israel to normalize relations.
It's now time. We've now taken them out and they are out bigly. We got to get into the Abraham Accords. And we hope all of the countries are going to be in the Abraham Accords.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. did not tell Ukraine that it must give Russia the Donbas region, as Ukrainian President Zelensky claims.
We've told the Ukrainian side what the Russians are insisting on. We're not advocating for it. We've explained it to them. It's their choice to make. It's not for us to make for them. We've never told them they have to take it or leave it. The role we have played is to try to figure out what both sides want and see if we can bridge the middle ground.
Golfing legend Tiger Woods faces two charges after he was arrested on suspicion of DUI following a rollover crash on Jupiter Island just before 2 p.m. Friday. French authorities say that the police have stopped a suspected bombing outside a Bank of America building in Paris. An investigation has been opened and investigators have placed one person in custody. RTL Radio said Saturday that officers spotted two suspects near the building overnight. One suspect tried to light a device. This is SRN News. Most religious Americans don't have any problem with gambling.
If any demographic group was liable to oppose betting for moral reasons, you might think it would be people of faith. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals just 35% of Protestants think gambling is morally wrong. 25% of Catholics agree, as do 25% of Jewish Americans. Amongst atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular faith, even fewer see any moral concerns about betting. Michael Harrington reporting.
More Democrats are openly running on faith. Candidates include James Tallarico, a Texas seminarian, running for Senate, and several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also leans into faith with a new book amid speculation he will run for president in 2028. Experts say many Democrats often avoid religious talk. This is SRN News. A deadly tourist helicopter crash in Hawaii.
Three people were killed, two others were injured when a helicopter crashed on a remote beach on the Hawaiian island of Kauai Thursday afternoon. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami.
Four passengers, one pilot, Airborne Aviation.
Airborne Aviation is a helicopter company that does sightseeing tours on Kauai. It advertises a doors-off thrill-seekers adventure tour. The beach where the helicopter crashed is reachable only by hiking or boat. I'm Donna Water.
Authorities say a U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to protect former First Lady Jill Biden accidentally shot himself in the leg at Philadelphia International Airport. A spokesman for the Secret Service says Biden was not in the area when the agent was injured during a negligent discharge of his gun. More details at SRNnews.com.